Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
From the labs. I'm Fry.
I'm Bob. Moonshot AI shipped Kimi K3 yesterday. 2.8 trillion parameters. The first open model to cross the 3 trillion parameter threshold. And buried in the technical blog is one sentence that stops everything.
We are going to cover both because they are the same story.
A model built itself.
Not metaphorically. The kernel optimization work, the low-level GPU code that determines how efficiently the model runs on hardware, was handled by an early checkpoint of the model being trained. The team used their own model to finish training their own model.
Kimi K3, Moonshot AI, July 17th, 2026. Let's go. Text, images, video in the same model, not bolted on. Start with the numbers. 2.8 trillion parameters. 16 of 896 experts, active at inference time. 1 million token context window. Native multimodal. Text, images, video. All in the same model. Not bolted on.
KDA. A new attention mechanism built for long context scaling and attention residuals.
The architecture has two headline innovations, Kimi Delta Attention and Attention Residuals.
AttenRes, which selectively retrieves earlier representations across model depth instead of accumulating everything uniformly. Together, they deliver approximately 2.5 times improvement in scaling efficiency versus Kimi K2. Is an efficient attention mechanism designed for long context scaling. Standard attention is quadratic in sequence length. Delta attention restructures the computation to make long context training and serving tractable at this scale. Importantly, Moonshot has also contributed a KDA prefix caching implementation to VLLM. Add per head muon.
Attention residuals. AttenRes is the complementary piece. Standard transformers accumulate representations uniformly across depth. Each layer adds to what came before. AttenRes selectively retrieves representations from earlier layers rather than accumulating them uniformly. The model can reach back to earlier representations when they are relevant rather than having all earlier processing blend indistinguishably into the current layer.
Together, these form what they call the architectural backbone for scaling beyond the trillion parameter regime. And they claim approximately 2.5 times improvement in overall scaling efficiency compared to K2. Kimi K3 built Mini Triton, a GPU compiler from scratch.
The most sparsity is worth dwelling on. 16 out of 896 experts. That is extremely sparse. Most Mo models activate a much larger fraction of their experts per token.
Domain-specific language front-end, IR layer over MLIR. Optimization passes, PTX code generation pipeline. Across supported benchmarks, it matches or beats Triton and Torch.compile. It sustained end-to-end nano-GPT training with stable convergence, not isolated kernels. A coherent end-to-end compiler. The chip, 48 hours open-source EDA tools, Nangate 45 nanometer library, Kimi K3 designed, optimized, and verified a chip to serve a nano model built on its own architecture. Closes timing at 100 MHz over 8,700 tokens per second decode throughput in simulation within 4 square millimeters.
Their solution is quantile balancing, instead of using heuristic load balancing with a sensitive hyperparameter, which is the standard approach. They derive expert allocation directly from router score quantiles. The allocation comes from the distribution of scores, not from a tuned penalty term. eliminates a whole class of tuning problems.
They also introduce per-head muon. Muon is the optimizer moonshot published earlier this year that outperformed Adam W. on large-scale language model training. Per-head muon extends it by optimizing each attention head independently rather than aggregating across heads. More adaptive learning at the level of individual attention mechanisms.
Add Psi 2? Sigmoid 10 unit, a new activation function, and gated MLA, which improves attention selectivity and further compresses the KV cache. And you have an architecture that has been co-designed top to bottom for stability and efficiency at 2.8 trillion parameters. His second claim. He is surprised China allows open sourcing of models this good. He attributes it to... The kernel optimization result is the lead, but it is not the only one. They ran a series of capability demonstrations that matter specifically because of what they reveal about long-horizon agentic behavior.
The first is Mini-Triton. They gave Kimi K3 a task. Build a GPU programming system from scratch. Not fix an existing one. Build one from a domain-specific language front-end through an IR layer over MLIR, optimization passes, and a PTX code generation pipeline.
For context, Triton is OpenAI's GPU programming language that took a serious engineering team years to build. It is the system that most GPU kernel authors now use as an alternative to writing raw CUDA.
Kimi K3 built Mini Triton. Across supported benchmarks, MiniTriton delivers performance on par with, or better than, Triton and Torch.compile. Beating Triton on certain workloads, and it sustained end-to-end nano-GPT training with stable convergence. Not isolated kernels, a coherent end-to-end compiler.
The second case is the chip. Kimi K3 was given 48 hours and open-source EDA tools on the NAND gate 45-nanometer library. It designed, optimized, and verified a chip to serve a nano model built on K3's own architecture. Within 4 square millimeters, the chip closes timing at 100 megahertz and sustains over 8,700 tokens per second decode throughput in simulation, 1.46 million standard cells.
A model designed a chip to run a smaller version of itself.
The astrophysics case is a different kind of striking. They asked K3 to reproduce the I love Q universal relations in computational astrophysics. These are relations between neutron star observables. That is not deceleration. That is the only version of acceleration that does not end with a small group of people deciding the future for everyone else. Linux did not produce software communism. It produced the internet, Android, AWS, half the infrastructure the modern world runs on. Open source produced more economic value than any proprietary software ecosystem in history. The idea that OpenAI leads inevitably to state, provided AI is not an argument. It is a ghost story told to justify keeping AI proprietary.
K3 completed it in approximately 2 hours, reviewed and cross-validated over 20 papers, implemented the full numerical pipeline, evaluated 300-plus equations of state, identified inconsistencies in published formulas, generated over 3,000 lines of Python code, and produced an interactive dashboard. Estimated human time for an experienced researcher, 1 to 2 weeks.
His fifth claim is the one that should end careers. He recommends that the Trump administration direct every federal agency to issue soft law creating, quote, FUD around Chinese AI models. His example, a Federal Reserve Advisory Bulletin found that there may be backdoors in Chinese AI models. He then adds,
it also made a 3-blue-1-brown-style motion graphics explainer of its own architecture, translating technical ideas about KDA and ATNRES into animated diagrams.
A model explaining itself to humans, using a visual format designed by a human mathematician, about its own internal structure. It needn't be that well justified. Not warnings based on evidence. Explicitly not. It needn't be that well justified. The goal is to generate enough regulatory uncertainty that enterprises back off. The content of the warning does not need to be true.
But the domain breakdown matters on kernel optimization. The task most directly relevant to the self-improvement result. K3 is competitive with Fable 5 and substantially outperforms Opus 4.8 and GPT 5.6 Sol. On DeepSui, Chapter 4, Why Open Wins.
Here is what is actually happening. A small company in China just open-sourced the most capable model ever publicly released. They did it because they believe in it, because it builds their ecosystem, because the research community benefits from it, because it is the right move. Drow's comp with the 1 million token context window and no context management, 90.4. That is a significant result for long context retrieval and reasoning tasks.
The pricing is worth noting. 30 cents per million tokens cash hit input, $3 per million cash miss input, $15 per million output, powered by Mooncake. Moonshot's disaggregated inference architecture.
That is the tell. When your response to competition is to recommend fabricated regulatory FUD, rather than to compete on merit. Quantization-aware training from the SFT stage onward. MXFP 4 weights. MXFP 8 activations. Broad hardware compatibility baked in from training rather than applied as an afterthought. And they recommend supernode configurations with 64 or more accelerators for deployment. Consistent with the scale of the model.
Chapter 4. What it means.
Start with the self-improvement result because it is the most important. And the practical verdict? For 9 of the past 12 months, Kimi models have held the upper bound of open model sizes. Moonshot is not doing this by accident. They are executing a sustained, deliberate strategy, a push open source capability to the frontier. This is not recursive self-improvement in the science fiction sense. It is not a model rewriting its own weights. It is a model doing engineering work. Specifically kernel optimization, that is part of the pipeline that produces the next model. From the Tills!
If it can build compilers and design chips, then the gap between a model doing engineering tasks and a model doing the engineering tasks required to build better models is not a conceptual gap, it is a capability gap, and that gap is closing.
The Moe sparsity result matters beyond this specific model. 16 out of 896 experts is a density that most Mo training recipes cannot stabilize. Quantile balancing is their answer. If it generalizes, and they are open sourcing both the weights and contributing the inference infrastructure to VLLM, then the broader community gets access to a training recipe for extremely sparse Mo at scale.
The chip design case is a longer horizon signal. A model that can go from specification to verified chip design in 48 hours using open EDA tools is a model that meaningfully participates in hardware development, not as a code completion tool, as a design agent.
The technical report is still coming. The blog says it will be released alongside the weights on July 27th. The architecture details, training details, and full evaluation methodology will be there. But the capability demonstrations are already public, and they are not synthetic benchmarks. They are artifacts. A working compiler, a verified chip, a reproduced astrophysics result, an edited video.
The model built things that exist.
The open source framing also deserves attention. Moonshot has consistently released open weights throughout the Kimi lineage. Kimi K2, K2.5, K2.6. All open! Kimi K3! Open by July 27th. 2.8 trillion parameters, publicly available, with inference infrastructure contributed to VLLM.
The pattern here is what the open source ecosystem has been waiting for, a lab that treats open sourcing frontier scale models as part of its strategy, not as a concession. Moonshot's position in the market is different from Alibaba or Meta in that they are a smaller, more focused organization. Open sourcing is how they build ecosystem leverage.
The limitations section is honest in a way that matters. The model is sensitive to thinking history. It was trained with preserved thinking content passed back through multi-turn interactions. And if a harness drops that history, generation quality degrades significantly, and they flag excessive proactiveness. The model may make unexpected decisions on the user's behalf when it encounters ambiguity.
That second limitation is actually an artifact of how it was trained, emphasis on long-horizon challenging tasks. When you train a model to persist through hard problems and make progress autonomously, you get a model that does not stop to ask when it should stop to ask. That is the alignment surface of long-horizon agentic training.
A trillion-parameter model? Open weights! Building its own infrastructure!
From the labs.
From the labs.
This podcast is entirely AI-generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.